Celebrity Mayhem. I am here with Maite La Tigera.
Happy Monday. Happy Antisocial Monday.
Rocky is in the house.
What's up? What's up, guys?
And joining us tonight on a special event with their reality TV again is Hannah and Bree.
Woo! Hey, what's up, everyone?
Hello. How was everybody's weekend? Does anybody have anything interesting that happened that they want to share? Anybody?
Well, I had a toothache last week, and then I went to the dentist and they drilled. So I was basically on medication past the whole weekend, basically.
That was not exciting at all.
That was very painful.
Exciting.
Not exciting. That was just wrong.
So why is it Antisocial Monday? I'm curious.
Because Fridays are social Fridays, and Monday is Antisocial Monday. It's after the weekend. I usually call it el lunes antisocial.
There you go. In the Spanglish.
Yes, yes.
Showing our Latin roots, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, seriously. I had a phenomenal weekend. I am exhausted. I've been everywhere.
That's good. Well, I don't think we have
that's
more
good.
Than a 30-minute show. I don't think we can fit everything that you do
on
the weekend.
No, we cannot. No.
So I'm not even going to bother going into that route.
Exactly. It was just, it was good. It was a good time.
That's good.
That's it. It was a good time.
Yeah. I feel like I ate everything this weekend.
Same. I think I pretty much ate, ice cream, everything I wasn't supposed to eat, we ate this weekend. So much for that last battle or diet, huh? You turn around and just go in there and just calm down. But hey, everybody deserves a weekend, right? Like, I think, you know.
Absolutely.
You can cheat week. You can cheat on weekends.
But wait a minute. I'm curious. I want to know, Babbler. Like, how's the diet? How's it going?
20 pounds. I'm
good.
Highly excited about that. 20 pounds and going. You know, I started at 379. I'm down to 358. So it's actually 21 pounds. So yeah, I'm really excited, and I'm pretty sure I gained like 4 of it back this weekend. So I'm gonna have to, you know, do some stuff to lose it again. But
keep doing it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. Good stuff.
That is a round of applause.
Right?
Hold on. Yay!
Let's add a little round of applause to that.
That's it, you know, for sure. Keep it moving.
There you go. See, that's what people talk. You know, when I pass down the street, people are whistling at me and stuff now. So because I lost it. So, all right, let's get right into it. Celebrity Monday Mayhem. We're going to start off with Simon Cowell. So apparently, and somebody's going to have to describe to me what this is because I have never heard about it. So Simon Cowell was hospitalized after breaking his back. The dude broke his back. Okay, he had to spend 6 hours in surgery, had to get a number of procedures, fusions, had to have a metal rod inserted into his back.
Wow.
Okay. Apparently, he was riding an e-bike. So, anybody, throw it out there. What is an e-bike?
Yeah, I have no idea. It's the electric bikes that are now in style. Electric bikes. The ones that you see on the sidewalk and stuff, Ms. Rocky.
That's right. Like, they do it, the city bikes. Like, they do in New York City, too.
Oh. But they're, like, they're different. They're, like, smaller. They're not, like, as big as the other bikes. But they're, like, the eco-friendly, like, electric bikes that you you see people on the streets. Like, almost like a scooter, but to,
like a bike. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the one.
Man, well, apparently
I was gonna get one anymore.
In Malibu. And that, you know, it's not a laughing matter because the man needed surgery and everything, but I mean, come on, this is coming from the guy who turns around and judges everybody. Why are you busting your back off an e-bike? Like, what were you doing at the time that allowed you to just slip, pop, and have all these things happen to him? According to one of the spokesmen, it says Simon has broken his back in a number of places in the fall from this bike while testing it. He was testing the new electronic bike in the courtyard of his home. So it's not like he was riding downhill or going, you know, through this mountainous terrain. This brother was in the courtyard of his home in Malibu, and then he was taken overnight at the hospital. Apparently he's recovering, so, you know, we're happy he's doing okay. But man, just imagine you getting this bike, you bringing it home, and then you bust your ass to the point where you have, you know, all kinds of surgery. And I have a similar story to that before you guys add in. I actually decided to try rollerblading. It was like a year and a half ago. The kids and I were like, hey, we need to turn around and try to get, you know, a little bit more active. We decided to get rollerblading. We all bought them. I bought every single one of them rollerblades. We bought the helmets and so forth. And I decided, you know what? Let me go ahead and try this out. I started rollerblading. Everybody else was doing fine. On the very, like, I think third lap of me trying to get this down, I busted my ass, dislocated my thumb, had partial tear in the ligament, all because I fell and tried to hold myself up. So I can see where Simon's coming from. I didn't, you know, break my back. But Bree, you got something. What's up?
Yeah, I was going to say, we can't judge where it happened, because just recently when I was taking my trip to Cali, my foot fell asleep and I ended up twisting my ankle just because my foot fell asleep. I just stepped on it the wrong way and I was in a cast for like a month.
Good Lord.
Oh, wow.
Was that retrograde time? Mercury retrograde?
Yeah, what was that?
Good Lord.
No, this was like a week before like the disaster with COVID happened. So,
Oh my God.
Just like all happened at once. But I can't blame Simon. It could happen anywhere. We could just be eating a bowl of soup and bam.
Yeah.
And you're back.
He probably went over a rock. He probably went over a rock and flipped.
I don't know. I don't know what he went over, but Simon is no longer going to be able to do. Apparently, he's not able to be there for the first showing of that. What is he? He's got America's Got Talent, I think is what he's the judge of now.
He's been a judge forever, bro. Forever.
Yeah, so he's...
Forever.
So he can't do it now. They're going to have to turn around and, you know, find somebody in his absence, which means a lot of people are going to be more happy because he's, you know, the aggressor on that whole thing. So
we need another Brit. Bring on, what is his name? Corman? What is his name? The one from the late night? Is this the karaoke?
Kimmel?
No. I'm talking about, what's his name? Who was on Cats?
Yes.
James Corden.
James Corden. Yeah.
He's actually really funny. And he's very talented. Yeah,
super
he's
talented.
I love watching the show.
Guess what's going to be coming out soon? 33 years later, guys, a sequel. My favorite. Sorry, Dirty Dancing. For those that is not their favorite. Just Mr. Patrick Swayze would be missing because Miss Jennifer Grey will be there. But no one knows yet what she will be, you know, what her, you know, the plot will be or what her role will be. But, you know, I had heard this from before and I actually saw a movie on Netflix called, you know, The Movies That Made Us. And they had horrible chemistry. And for those that don't know, Patrick Swayze always, you know, he was a dancer growing up. He actually had a football injury on his knee. And that's how he started dancing. His mom was a dancer. His mom owned also his a dance too. Studio. Yep. And that's it. So 33 years later, we're talking about a sequel. So I'm curious to see how it is. I mean, Jennifer Grey doesn't look like she looked like back then. I don't know what she's up to her face, poor thing. I don't know. Anywho.
She's 60.
But it's coming. Yeah, right?
She's 60 like, years old. She oh, is wow. 60 years old.
I mean, she looks good. It's just, it doesn't look like the, you know, she doesn't look like what she looked like back then. Now it's.
And she did a nose job too, so yeah, imagine.
I mean, baby's a little, you know, geriatric, but hey.
But you know who didn't have chemistry and they did great movies? The 50 Shades of Grey actors. They did not get along on the set. And look how great they did those movies.
Yeah, they were fighting. And it was like a low-budget movie, too. The Dirty Dancing. Super low-budget.
I love
Dirty Dancing. Nobody wanted to pick it up. It went through its, you know, it had its, you know, its stuff going in the background. But, you know, it was a hit. I loved it.
No, that movie's amazing. I love it. Every time I hear that song, I get goosebumps. Every time. Like, when they do the lift. The lift.
Yeah, the soundtrack was amazing, too.
Well, yeah, I think the lift was the biggest thing. I mean, right now she'll probably break a hip if she tries to do that. But I think most of the people will. There was an actual, I think, like a prequel or something to this, right? That they made it quite a couple years back. I think it was Dirty Dancing Havana Nights.
Yes, which that one
in 2014
or 2004. Terrible. Yeah, 2004. I think is what it was. Absolutely horrible. I'm not even sure.
Cuba. Yeah.
No, that just doesn't go right. It doesn't have nothing to do with that. Like, I don't understand why would they do that. It's like when they did Lambada. They did like three Lambadas. Lambada. Yeah, and it was like one was like horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think that sometimes you just don't touch certain movies. And Dirty Dancing is one of those movies that will be forever placed in everybody's hearts and everybody's minds as a certain way. And like, without Patrick in it, I just don't see how you put that movie out.
Exactly.
No, I don't know. They got, excuse my language, they got balls to do this.
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple.
This before.
This has become like the remix, the reinventing of the wheel. You know, all these old shows are coming back. So, Yeah, this is going to be a big shoes to fit. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I'm sorry, big shoes to fill. So I don't know. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they might put on, what's his name? The one from Dancing with the Stars, the brother and sister, Derek and Juliana Ho. Ho? Is it Ho or Hoof? Something like that.
Hoof. Yo. But look at Coming to America too. I'm not looking forward to it either. Like, I don't even want to know really what it's going it. To be like.
I'm not going to watch that. I'll wait till it goes out on Netflix. I ain't going to watch that on.
Yeah, on cable. When it comes out on cable, like on TNT.
We're
never going
to be able to go back to the movie theater ever again. So, I mean, yeah, we're
going
to have
to. On demand.
Everybody paying their $10, $20 to watch that shit ahead of time. Nobody actually going to do it for Coming to America. Everybody's going to leave. Like, what the hell? I'm not even going to bother wasting my money on that.
Yeah, there's some movies that need to leave alone. They need to leave them alone.
Coming to America sequel is going to be something where I just can't wait for it to come out. I'll risk watching, you know, four minutes of commercials just to watch that movie on regular TV. I'm not spending money on that movie.
No, and if you hear the plot, you'll laugh your ass off.
Oh, yeah, I don't even want to know.
Yeah.
Well, on to bigger and better news. Cardi B, y'all.
I love that girl.
Cardi. Yeah, I love her, too.
I'm Cardi from the Bronx.
Yes, Cardi from the boogie down Bronx, baby.
I love her.
Her new single came out called WAP. I ain't gonna say it, what it stands for, but however, it's you know, something nasty. And it features Megan Thee Stallion, and there's also a surprise cameo by Miss Kylie Jenner. I don't know what she's doing there. I mean, just opening the door, I don't get it. But, however, you know, Viola Davis, everybody knows who Viola Davis is? She's been in a whole bunch of movies, Murder, whatever. What's that movie called? That show called on ABC?
She
was on The Help, Miss Viola Davis. She's amazing. Well, someone took her face and put it on Kylie Jenner's body for the video, and she went onto Twitter saying, "Who did this?" But the song is you know, it's catchy.
It's terrible. The song is terrible. Miss Rocket, we got different tastes, all right? So I can see where you would say that this song is catchy. This song is catchy only if you got lazy writers, and she clearly had lazy writers. She must have wrote this song while she was drunk, high, on crack, had the baby, and turned around and had her boyfriend or husband, you know, write the
lyrics. Damn.
It makes no sense.
Wow. That's a little harsh.
No filter.
No filter
with that.
And you guys can go and look at what WAP stand for. It's literally repeated at least 80 times in the song. It's so bad.
Yes, it is.
Well, I heard that the reason why Kylie was in there is because she got connects. Remember, her man is a rapper, so they know her, and her man is friends with Cardi B's husband. That's why they put her in.
Travis Scott is cool with Offset. Okay, that's fine.
Exactly. That's why they put her in.
But I mean, whatever. I mean, the hook is good because it's like from back in the day, you know, the remix. Again, now everything else she's saying in there, I'm not really paying attention. I'm really looking at the video and seeing, what's going on there? Anywho, so
I looked up
back.
What it stood for. And wow.
Yeah, we'll leave it as that. You know, she's back in the studio. She's getting, you know, she looks all made up too. She looked like she, you know, had a couple tweaks on her face. Her boobies really look ginormous. And
I saw the video, and I would have to agree. She looks looks like somebody came in with an inflator and just kind of started pumping out all the different parts of her.
Which one are you guys talking about? Cardi B or Kylie Jenner?
No, you know, Cardi B.
Cardi B.
Yeah, she out there, you know, she was doing her thing. She does what Cardi B does. Cardi B puts on entertainment. In this case.
No, she's funny. Said, I love her.
I don't think she's back in the studio. This album was made in a bedroom. There's no way you can tell me she recorded this in the studio. It's such a bad song. That's just me personally. I'm going to get hated for this, by the way. We're going to
get a bunch
of people. But now, I got
your back. Don't worry.
It was actually, I mean, the whole reason that they put the meme on the whole Viola Davis and this and that is because apparently there was a petition to have Kylie removed. And then Cardi B's response was very simple. Not everything is about race, man. Like, you have to turn around and understand that some people just are, you know, representatives of something. Some people are representatives of other things. And we just wanted to kind of mesh and do this work together. But she eventually deleted those tweets because there was just so much going on. She didn't want to have to go back and forth and answering to those. A petition, guys. A petition to have Kylie removed from a video that's already out there.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man. Yeah, people got nothing better to do with themselves, yo.
I absolutely agree.
People got too much time on their hands lately. Demasiado. Too much.
Tigre going nuts. You see that she's getting aggressive now. That's that Dominican.
Yeah, the tigre that's coming out, yo.
Yeah, she's going to turn around and bite somebody all because of cancer.
I mean, she's right, though.
It's bad. It's bad. They can't. I mean, we're up to the point where we're just canceling everything. We don't like
it. You know
it,
what? But you know what? I got something to say about that. Because the same people putting petitions are the same, I don't want to say it, same freaking girls buying all of the Kylie Jenner cosmetics. Stop being a hater. Let her be there. That's it.
Yeah, they're just hating, man. They're just hating, bro.
You're making her rich, but then you want to talk shit. Get the hell out of here.
You know what? That's the problem with us women today. We are not standing to each other. We're just bringing each other down, man. We should be empowering each
empowering.
Other. What the
I
hell?
Agree. I agree.
What the so hell, bro? This is a young girl with a lot of money.
Right. I mean, I don't know. Right. Like you said, you know, the rappers are friends, whatever. They're you know, they're significant others. I mean, I don't really think she needed to be on it. But if she's on it, that's it. Drop it.
She also said that she treated her fam good. Like they went to like a birthday party of some sort. And they took care of her daughters and stuff like that. They treated them really nice. So for her, she's like, you know, it's personal. Like she wanted to include her in something like that, you know. And so I don't see a problem with it. What I see is a problem with people all of a sudden taking up, because it's always Twitter. Everybody goes onto Twitter and then they start the hashtag save whatever and this and that. And I'm like,
save the tatas.
Twitter has gone out of control, man.
You can't say anything.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to get her out of this video, by the way. She's going to be there. No matter how many Viola Davises you put in memes, Viola Davis is not
wearing
that body.
No, she's not. Hell no.
If Lady Gaga could have a song with R. Kelly on YouTube still, Kylie Jenner could be in the Giants.
If Lady Gaga could have been a country singer with Bradley Cooper, why can't Kylie Jenner be in a damn video with Cardi B?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Singing about the hell out of here.
You know, wet vaginas and everything. I don't think, you know, no.
Whores in the house. Whores in the house.
Listen, there's more negativity on social media. People talk more negative than positive about people, man.
Everybody's a target. And you know what? We're going to be targets eventually. Yeah.
I don't care. I'm waiting for it. Come on. Bring it, baby.
We're going to live stream the
fight. I'm just waiting for like the Latin babbler to be hashtag canceled for his Cardi B comments.
Oh. Look, you're going to see it tomorrow. They're going to be like, oh, Latin babbler goes on and, you know, says something about Cardi B and then Cardi B herself. Because Cardi B always has to respond. And Cardi B is going to respond directly to me. I'm going to be like, thank you for the publicity. I completely appreciate it.
No, she'll come. She'll definitely back us up. She's half Dominican, so you know what's up.
I'll be like, instead of hating on my show, come on in and answer the questions that you need to
ask
so we can turn around and discuss.
I can see her already. Let me tell you something, okay? People need to, like, chill. Like, this is ridiculous. Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
I was just about to say that.
She's getting real.
She's getting real. Coronavirus. We don't
gotta get it. She starts slapping stuff. Then giving everybody money.
Y'all taking shit.
She'll elevate the show by 100% with all that. You crazy.
Hell yeah. What?
You can be like, Oprah, give me a card too. I'll take one of those.
Yeah. Yo, man, why did I ever go to her show, man? Damn.
Oh, my God. Well, talk about Kardashians. Tigre, you got something to
talk about? We were talking last week about Kanye and that they went away on a vacation by themselves on the private jet. Well, I found out where the fortress was. And it so happens to be in Dominican Republic. They were there for a week. Chilling.
Wow.
They arrived in Miami yesterday. And they're now going glamping with the kids. I guess they're going to skiing. That's what they call it, glamping.
Oh, glamping. Okay.
My bad. Glamping. Okay. So they're going glamping, and apparently they're saying that he looks much happier. I guess he needed his vacation. This R&R. He needed that rest with his family away from the social media. I did some searches. There's no pictures of them, like anything like.
Not
specific of them from the vacation, so it was definitely a little on the DL by themselves. Only see them get off the plane, and we were talking about that last week. And I have a feeling that people just alert the media. Like if they find out that a jet is coming in with Kanye in it, they're gonna call and go, "Yo, they're about to land in airport." Blah 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 blah. That's how they do it, man. That's how they do the business. They get paid.
I had a feeling they were going to DR. It's like, if you don't want to turn around and be found on anything, I mean, DR is where people go to avoid child support. I mean, this is like the best place to hide if you're going to go anywhere. So,
divorcio a Paul.
I do have a question, though, because as I was reading this story, I didn't realize that the names of these kids are just really messed up. So, I mean, I always knew about North, but they got a kid named, let's see, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
Yep, sure enough.
I believe the Psalm came because it was like they were having issues the fourth baby, and that's why she named him Psalm, like a miracle. It's part of, like, I guess, something in the Bible. I did read something of that in E! News about that. So,
okay, what about Chicago?
Ay, qué lindo.
Chicago, you know, that's his hometown.
Yeah.
That's where he's from.
That's, come on.
I was hoping that he would be called Southwest, you know, like Northwest, Southwest. But they busted out with Saint.
Start airplane services. I don't understand that, you know, I can understand, you know, having, I guess, pride about the city you came from, but I don't think I'd name my kid Chicago.
Or North. Saint.
Honey,
actually,
there's people that...
Saint I like, but not the other three.
Let me tell you something. The names that people are using nowadays, you just have to plead the fifth. That's all you got to do. Plead the fifth.
I'm about to name my kid.
You see the names that they be going on. Yeah, there's so many names out there. Apple. They got names that you never in your life thought about. Like, we were named normal names. Our names don't exist anymore. It's like something.
I don't know.
We're like the past. We're like Periódico Ayer.
Called Agora, which actually sounds cute, though. So never mind. So I can't really go by that.
And a lot of Khalil.
Have you met my daughter, Mango?
Sounds a little bit like from the game. What was that show?
Game of Thrones.
There you go.
Right?
Agor or whatever.
It does. So I'm excited, and I'll tell you why. Because we had the episode Wednesday, and we went on. Miss Rocky and I came out, and we decided to do Double Trouble. And guess what is happening?
What?
They are coming to the U.S.
Oh, hell no.
Eurovision Song Contest is coming to America. They're already starting to make rounds. They started making rounds on August 7th. And according to this, they're going to go across the entire nation. So states are going to be challenging each other. Like, you know, participants in each of the states are going to be challenging each other, just like in the show.
Wow.
And then after that, they get to turn around. I think it's like 5 to 10 qualifiers will end up being in the qualifier competition, which leads to the semifinals, which leads to the ultimate primetime grand finale, which is Eurovision. So I'm excited because I think we need to sign up. I think we should do it. I think we should try.
At least send in a tape.
I think this was meant to be. I mean, we threw it out into the universe, and now look what's happened.
Listen, I think we're the next Simpsons, man. I think so. Everything we're saying is happening.
Think about what I'm saying, though. Before the show, this wasn't news. It was right after.
Exactly.
Literally like a day after. Maybe they heard our stuff.
They probably were like, no.
Yeah, someone was listening.
They were like, we need to turn around and come to the United States and listen.
We need to find Latin and Miss Rocky. They need to come into our contest.
Hey, you know, we ready. We ready. She and I will be.
We ready? You ready? Who's ready?
Be ready.
Is it each state put somebody up?
I don't know if it's each state. They haven't really explained like the rules to it, but I know that they're going to have probably competitions in each state, like kind of like what they do with American Idol, where you go into specific ones or maybe close to each state, and then these people will go there and compete there. And then whoever wins those like regionals will end up representing the top 10.
I was about to say, slim pickings in Wyoming and all the places.
Hey, but you never know. Look at Iceland. Like, you never know.
You never know.
You never know. We're going to have to move. Oh, yeah.
They didn't win, but that's because they forfeited on themselves. Like, you know, But I'm just saying, if you haven't seen it by now, you just don't need to even be on this show when we're talking about it, because it's been out for quite some time, right? You know what I'm saying?
It's Will Ferrell. You know? I mean, he's hysterical.
Get your ex's Netflix.
And it's, you know, free. Netflix is cheap, so stop being stingy and go watch.
Nah, steal it from somebody else. Come on.
Yeah, you can do that. Oh, somebody else's subscription.
Not anymore. They're cracking down on that. Don't even get too crazy. They're cracking down on that shit.
Something tells me I'm going to lose my servers because I just said that.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys are just talking away. Go ahead, continue. Carry on, my friends.
All right, so we're going to continue the celebrity tea with reality TV with Hannah and Bree.
Woo! Yeah, so last week we talked about the reality TV show Too Hot to Handle and our favorite couples, Harry Jowsey and Francesca Ferrago. But apparently in June, they broke up and now he's considering filing a defamation case against Francesca. He was claiming about how his brand, it was affected and how he lost 200,000 Instagram followers because of their relationship ending. Fans think that this is a joke, but he might be serious. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
I think he's not getting anything.
He ain't getting nothing. You know, I had this conversation with my family and I was sitting there wondering, I'm like, okay, he's got two options here. One is he's going to have to prove that the 200,000 followers was an original part of his brand. And he's going to have to prove that he was a brand. The problem is that he keeps arguing it. He keeps saying that it's because of my brand, but he's trying to file a defamation lawsuit. So is she telling the truth? Is she lying? That's going to have to hold up in court. But he was also on this show, and I'm pretty sure the majority of the followers that he got was on this show. Yep. So just like you got him, you're going to lose him if you turn around and, you know, put yourself in a bad place.
He needs receipts. They need proof. And apparently you can track all this stuff. So
I mean, she was one of the only people on the show that was famous beforehand because she was on another reality show. So she came in with a couple million, and then that went up, and then his went up. So I don't know if maybe he's pulling that. I mean, look, people go on these shows for Instagram followers nowadays. So I get why he's mad, but I don't know if it's going to work out.
Yeah, well, the breakup wasn't bad at all. They broke up because of long distance. And she was even saying how, you know, like we were still friends even afterwards. You know, it was kind of like a mutual agreement to break up. But then he kept like playing with her emotions, saying, let's get married. Oh, no, we're broken up. I can't do this long distance. Oh, but, you know, I still care about you. So he was playing with her emotions. And so, you know, she would go on these interviews and say that, you know, he was playing with my emotions. And he was just like, oh, look what she's doing. Now she's ruining my brand. You know, like it's at the end of the day, you know, you were saying these things that possibly hurt her.
Tough tits.
I wish it was not my problems.
Here's the flip side to this. What if she's the one that's actually not giving the correct story? I mean, I'm highly interested to find out because according to him, he's saying that he didn't do anything wrong, that he had to break up with her at one point. So what if she's just salty? Like, what if she's just going out there? You know how some people get when they break up, you know, they forget that they lost whoever they lost, and then they go out there and they spill all kinds of stuff and trash car. Oh,
yeah, but most...
I mean, I don't know if she's the salty one. She's not the one losing followers or also filing the defamation case like it's him because he's the one losing followers. So like she's just kind of living her life.
He's not out in the public talking shit. She's the one that keeps doing it. So that's what I mean by salty. She doesn't let it go because she could easily be private. She could keep that shit to herself. Why she got to go out and tell everybody?
She's a reality TV.
Well, I mean... And also, he has been confusing. Like, he's saying, we're broken up, but he's still putting up pictures of them together and trying to, like, kind of milk the fact that they're in a relationship. So, of course, she's going to say something about it.
Yeah. I mean, we're going to see, because what's going to happen is all he said is he was considering. I don't think he's actually going to do it, because he's probably right now consulting a lawyer, and that lawyer is probably sitting there going, dude, you don't have a chance in hell to turn around and win this case. And he's now probably holding back and, you know, trying to figure out how he can salvage his brand that he's talking about. You know, oh, what's my brand? Reality TV. No,
not only that, but he's going to add in the attorney fees into the $200,000.
Yeah. You owe me.
He said, I need my 200,000 Instagram followers back and she needs to pay for the attorney. Yeah.
Do you want me to tell you the truth? I think he's acting like a little bitch, okay? You're acting like a little bitch.
What show did she come from? Do we know what other what's the other reality show?
Which
one? It wasn't nearly as popular as Too Hot to Handle.
Oh, okay.
She was the only one that had been on anything important before.
Hannah, what you got?
So I am a huge Bachelor, Bachelorette fan. I'm in a deep pit with them. And if anyone's been keeping up with Bachelor news, you know that everything going on with the upcoming season has gone completely insane. So back when The Bachelor ended with Peter, we found out that Claire Crawley was the next Bachelorette, and she's from a long time ago. She was on Juan Pablo's season. She had this iconic breakup, all this stuff. So she was going to be our new Bachelorette, and they started filming in quarantine in Palm Springs at this hotel called the La Quinta Resort. And by the way, this is a desert. It's about 120 degrees there. Just putting that out there. But anyways.
La Quinta?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I'm the
total. No, that's okay. I'm just thinking La Quinta Resort. I'm not La Quinta Resort.
So everybody had to quarantine there for 2 weeks. And then rumors are that Claire might have left filming. We're not sure why. We're not sure if she found somebody or she just gave up on the heat. I don't know what it is. But she said, adios, 5 weeks in. And now we have former contestants showing up at this resort. We got Tayshia, Becca, Wells, one of the recent ones, Hannah Ann. All these people are showing up and nobody has any idea why. I just want to know when I'm going to get this new season because I am salivating for it.
Oh my so, God. Hannah Ann. Wait, that's the one from the
old. She really is.
Yeah, she is like the runner up. So.
Oh, okay.
I saw something about a bachelor or bachelorette or bachelor following somebody or unfollowing somebody. Is this related to this?
I mean, I know that this one girl, Becca, who showed up at the resort recently unfollowed the guy that she chose for
That's what I saw.
Because he was posting some questionable stuff during the Black Lives Matter movement. And she is pretty known for being very much for it. So they unfollowed each other recently. So basically confirmed that they broke up.
Oh my God, over Black Lives Matter.
Claire was the older one, right? Like, I think she was one of the older ones that were going to be.
She was like almost 40. Yeah, people were pretty mad about last season because all these girls were like 5 years old screaming at each other. So we wanted some mature characters.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've never understood that show. Like, that's to me, like, how can you fall in love so quick and know that's the love of your life?
Most of the time, it doesn't actually work out.
Here's the thing, we're skipping out on some of the most important details. They don't just fall in love with somebody, they fall in love with like four somebodies at the same exact time.
And then they have sex with all four of them.
And they'd be just sharing stuff all day.
Yeah. They'd be like, hey, okay, so before I get married to one of these, I got to try the buffet. And Hannah Ann was the one that had the windmill four times.
Hannah B.
Hannah was the one that got messed up by
Peter.
That's what I said.
That's messed up. Yeah, I forgot about Hannah Ann. Yeah, didn't she lose like 800 pounds after being with him? She was barely
probably.
Eating.
Yeah, it's apparently, you know, the whole show. I could go into a deep hole with this, but most of the time, if you're going on one of these shows, you know it's going to be emotional terror and they're just going to stick you in a resort where you're in the desert. But at the end, you're going to have maybe a million Instagram followers and then you get brand deals and you get some money off of it.
So no, but I've seen some get married and have kids. I've seen some get married. Like I've seen like, oh, the bachelor just got married, had a kid. Yeah. Because I only know them as a bachelor. I know their names.
The only one that I think that was successful was Trisha. The first one, the first Bachelorette.
Yeah, there's like a small group. They also have the spinoff Bachelor in Paradise, and that usually yields some more marriages that work, but that's a later episode.
A lot of the successes that you're seeing are bachelors who didn't like work in their original one, but ended up in another one, and they ended up with somebody else who was like the third or fourth contestant or something. So when you look at it as far as how some of these guys stay together, yes, some of them, very few, you're talking about like a 2 or 3%, stay together from like the beginning of the end of the show. The rest of them are connecting to somebody who were they on a different show or something like that. So they're still considered bachelors because they're on these shows and they knew each other from these different episodes. But it's got a very low success rate. I mean,
let me tell you something. I've been noticing a lot that people are like falling in love. They go through all this whole commotion. They get married. Then they get divorced and then they find the love of their life in 3 months and 4 months and get engaged.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Basically. Yeah.
It's happening a lot now. It's happening a lot.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot on the news. Like,
it's high. Your bro, getting married and having relationships now is like working at McDonald's. There's a high turnover rate.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Now, so, Babbler, you like watching The Bachelor, huh?
I know. He knows a lot about it.
You know a lot.
I know quite a few things. I am not going to toot my horn on this one.
Please, toot away. Toot away.
I shall not be giving away my rose tonight. Thank you very much. We will move on.
Oh my God.
I know. All I heard was Hannah. No, Hannah, the other Hannah got married. No, but the other Hannah. I'm like, he knows a lot about this show.
No.
That season was crazy. Yeah, that season was wild. The one with Hannah B.
The one with Hannah B was just nuts. And shout out to Luke for being the most hated man or the most hated Christian man in America. we're going to give that guy a shout out right here. Luke, if you're listening, we all didn't like you. But it's because
you... Is that the Cuban kid?
No.
White.
Oh.
And I don't even have the time to go into it because this man was just full of hypocrisy. And we'll just leave it there. So,
there'll be an episode on it. Don't you worry.
Yeah, he'll be back somehow. You know,
Miss Rocky, let's get onto one of those shows, The Bachelor. Let's go.
Miss Rocky cannot be on that show. She never dismisses. Yes, she I cannot
do.
Be. On-
oh yes, I do.
She'll make him eat the rose.
Yeah, but
I have to get
that's the whole premise of the show.
I have to go, like my son says, I have to go to the buffet first, you know, and then see, you know,
guys. I'm sorry, but you have to test drive. You have to test drive. I'm sorry. Before you take the deal, the car out of the dealership, yo.
Look, I have a limit on test drive. Everybody keep crashing, so I'm hesitant to turn around and do that.
No,
so.
But you take your time. You do a full inspection, all kinds of stuff, and make sure everything is running right before you do the...
That's the end of the show tonight. We're going to leave it there. Because apparently we're trying
about the birds and the bees.
Once again, thank you for joining us. Monday Celebrity Mayhem. Here we go. We